Hello, and welcome back to Midday Bach. I am your host, Ethan Semendinger, and you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio out of Easton, Pennsylvania. Today, it is November 4th, so our first show of this November month, and I will say to anyone celebrating the spectacular month of No Shave or Movember, best of luck to you as you continue on your journey. I plan to try to get through as far of it as I can. Hopefully I won't have to shave for my grandparents for Thanksgiving. That being said, as we enter today's show, we'll be listening to Johann Sebastian Bach's French Suite No. 1 to start off the show. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
And that was the first movement of French Suite No. 1 in D minor, Allemande. This suite was written back in the year 1722, along with Suite No. 2, 3, and 4, although there are six suites in Johann Sebastian Bach's whole French Suite catalog. It's unknown when the fifth and sixth suites were written, and it's actually been plausible and proved plausible by different historians that potentially these suites were actually written before the year 1722. The latest one would have been about at the year 1725. We now continue into movement number 2, the Courante. And that was the second movement in the French Suite, the Courante. It's actually the most interesting piece of the six that we listened to in French Suite No. 1, as that is the only one that has a distinct French style, which would very much confuse you, considering these are the French suites. More on that later, after the Sarabande, movement No. 3.
Thank you.
And that was the third movement, Sarabande. Now, as I said earlier, that the second movement, Courante, was the only one that was actually of the first French suite that was actually written in a French style. The French suite actually comes from Bach biographer Johann Nicolas Forkel, who wrote, "One usually calls them the French suites because they are written in the French manner." However, another Bach biographer, Christopher Rosette, actually wrote that this was incredibly inaccurate because, with the other suites that Bach wrote, this actually follows an Italian type of convention. There is, unfortunately, no surviving manuscript of the original suites, but from what we have, based off of redocumentation and rewritten works, it really comes across that it was more Italian than French, which does raise the question, why are they called the French suites? And really, I think we can owe it to Johann Forkel for that misconception. Now, we will now move into movements 4 and 5, minuets 1 and 2, before the 6th movement, Gigue. Once again, thank you so much for listening. These are the supposed French, but really the Italian suites. Thank you. Thank you. That was French Suite number 1 in D minor. We actually are now moving into Concerto in G minor BVW 1056, which I earlier called the Trumpet Concertos, which is actually, like the naming of the French suites, sort of a lie. It is very much a harpsichord or keyboard concerto that was translated or rearranged for trumpet. So really, both of what we're listening to today with Bach is a little bit off, but I think that sort of makes the beauty of classical music and how you can change it and make it fit a more modern use. So here is Concerto in G minor arranged for trumpet.
Thank you.
And longtime listeners of the show know that at the half hour, or close to, depending on what we're playing that day, we like to do what is called the 15 Inventions, as we play Johann Sebastian Bach's obvious 15 Inventions. This week it is number 7 in E minor, and on this day, November 4th in the year 1862, a man by the name of Richard Gatling received a patent for the machine gun. Also on this day, in 1846, a patent for an artificial leg was granted to Benjamin Palmer, and in the year 1880, the cash register was patented by James and John Ritty. This is also the half hour of the show, so I would like to remind you you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, out of Easton, Pennsylvania. In this day in history as well, in the year 1847, Scottish obstetrician James Young Simpson discovered the anesthetic qualities of chloroform. Now we will be moving into Johannes Brahms' 16 piano pieces. Six piano pieces, not 16, that would be a little bit ridiculous. They vary in key amongst all six pieces, the first one, number one, in A minor, and the second being in A major. These will be approximately 8 minutes long, and then I will interrupt again to introduce the third and fourth of these pieces. So once again, this is Midday Bach. I'm your host, Ethan Semeninger. Thank you so much for listening. Here is Brahms' 6 piano pieces. And those were the first two of Johannes Brahms' six piano pieces, number one in A minor, number two in A major. A little bit of information about these six pieces for piano, or six piano pieces, Brahms' Opus 118. This was actually the penultimate composition that Brahms wrote during his lifetime, completed in the year 1893 and dedicated to Clara Schumann. This was also his penultimate work composed for solo piano. Obviously, there are six pieces inside of this piece, and it's more introspective, according to some, than his earlier piano pieces, which tended to be more virtuistic in character. We now move on to number three, which is the only one that is a ballad. This is in G minor, and then number four, which will be an intermezzo in F minor.
Thank you.
that was the fourth movement in Brahms's six pieces or for piano. And we now move into number 5, Romance in F major, and to end our show, number 6, Intermezzo in E flat minor.
Thank you.
And that is going to be it for Midday Bach, as it is 3 o'clock on this wonderful November 4th. I want to first remind you that you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio out of Easton, Pennsylvania. And secondly, I want to thank you so much for listening to Midday Bach. I am your host, Ethan Semeninger. This will be the end of our show, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your week. Thank you so much. Have a good day.